All right. Sorry about that. We were having some technical difficulties. We're picking back up on combined organization. Essentially, like I said, this is my terminology, and you're going to have nurses' notes organized by body system and in reverse chronologic order. You're going to have 2 weeks worth of cardiovascular assessments and 2 weeks worth of respiratory assessments. So it's almost impossible to get a 2 or 3 page picture of what the patient looked like at a certain time on a certain day without going through hundreds and hundreds of pages of nursing documents. So, like I said, we just have to go with the flow with this combined organization, with the chronologic order. And sometimes I still get paper, which is a little more easy to organize. And I just want you to know, tools of the trade for this organization and dealing with medical records. My tool of the trade is Adobe Acrobat. It's just much easier to go through the record as given, and then it's highlighted, or excuse me, bookmark slash, I call it indexing. I know they're two different things, but I indexed on the side. So that way, if you need to go to the physician's note from 2/5/15, you can just easily open up your bookmark section, click on that, and it takes you right to it. So sometimes it is a little more difficult. Tools of the trade, I'm sure you are all working with at least 2 monitors. If not, go buy a big old TV. I have a 40-inch TV. I use a second monitor just to read some of these things so you can blow them up and everything. And actually, you'll get to like it once you do it. I actually don't like to review actually paper records anymore. If I get paper, I'll organize them, and they'll be scanned in and bait stamped, and I review them on my computer screen. So electronic records, we can learn to love them, but there are some difficulties with them. I think we'll end this session talking about a few important things named ESI. What is ESI? It is electronically stored information. And this is very important to understand. Where is the information? With paper records, you would get, oh, well, it's in a box. We have 3 volumes of Mrs. Smith's records. They're in a box in the basement, or we store them off-site. And then they would have to photocopy them. And we all know sometimes those photocopies weren't fantastic, you know. And you know what? We don't really need to give them this section. So just copy this volume and this volume, et cetera, et cetera. So where is the information? And trust me, we're going to talk about printing errors and font errors as we go on in these sessions. But my health information management friends, I actually lecture at times for a health information management class, and I tell them, you know, like, what are your difficulties? And they say, you know, it's not just like you can hit one button, hit print, and the entire electronic medical record prints out. Sometimes you have to go in and hit print the nursing notes, print the physician's notes, and then you have to print the nursing flow sheets. Then you have to print. So it's very, very cumbersome. And a lot of these facilities do not have policies for if an attorney is requesting, defense or plaintiff, if somebody's requesting, and this is a subpoena, these are the items you print and these are the items you produce. So a lot of facilities don't have this. And it's just left up to the medical record people, the health information management people, to decide what's printed. And they might not know how to print exactly everything, and things look different, et cetera. But anyway, where is this information? Is it all in your computer? Is it stored in the cloud somewhere? Now, what is the cloud? Where are these servers? If you are in California, the server might be in Michigan. So you're going to have a timestamp difference and things like that, which have to be clearly marked, by the way. Are they on disks? Are they on web? Like, what about web pages and databases? Where are the email messages? What about text searching history? ESI, does the facility provide phones for the providers? These providers can take their smartphones and download certain information from a docking station, not a doctor, docking station, into their PDA, into their, but we used to call it PDA, or their Palm Pilot, but now, you know, these smartphones, they can dock their iPhone or their Droid or whatever it is, and they can get x-ray reports, and they can actually sometimes see the actual films. They can get the most recent nursing notes, most recent consult notes or the most recent labs. They can get a profile, a snapshot is what they call it, of the patient for that day downloaded on their phone. Do the facility have that capability? So we need to understand where is all this electronic information so we can pull it all together and actually have a full patient chart. Okay, so what we talked about today was a very, very brief introduction to the electronic medical record versus the paper medical record. Next hump day session, we're going to talk about things like pointing and clicking and copying and pasting and carrying forward. And those things are very important because I'm going to teach you how practitioners chart in a medical record and how they look to us, and some very bad things that can happen from these practices. And hospitals are moving away from things like copying and pasting, but I'll give you some case examples and stuff. So next hump day, we're talking about pointing and clicking templates, copying and pasting, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to our very first electronic medical record session. And this is electronic medical record versus paper record. Thank you. And I look forward for you tuning in. Have a great day.